Praise the Lord. Seasons of refreshing. One of the days this week, it was really hot. Maybe most of them, but I was cutting trees, and first thing I discovered was that I was breathing hard by the time I got the chainsaws ready. And then there came a time when I moved Vicky's hammock thing out into her shade garden, and I crawled into it, and I just laid there, and that's how I'm feeling just a little bit right now. And I got refreshed. Breeze and shade. The presence of God is wonderful. We need to take time to check if it's fresh. You know, is it fresh in our lives? If it's fresh, it'll refresh. In John, it said, "New wine must be stored in new skins." And I thought about, you know, people have wine cellars. They collect wine and they put a great value on it, and they open it and it's pickle juice. You know. And if it's real valuable, most people aren't going to say, "Man, that tastes like pickle juice." So a whole group of people will pretend, that's good. As they've collected that. And, you know, the freshness, God's word needs to be fresh. I mean, it needs to be fresh. We need to do what we need to do to enjoy the freshness of it. Enjoy the word of God. Go ahead and enjoy it. Pick something out and enjoy it. You know, let it refresh you. Take the time to be refreshed. As I laid there in the hammock, you ever have weird thoughts? You know, I'm thinking, what if Vicky came out here and found that I was gone? Wouldn't be so bad to me. I don't know how it would be for her, you know. But I decided I should get up and do something. But you know, I mean, there was an old song that said, "When I die, I may not go to heaven." Ain't no chance of that for me. When I die, I'm going to heaven. All the gold in California is in a bank in somebody else's name. So what? You know? I'm going. I don't hope I'll go. I'm going. I'm not on pins and needles wondering about it. But since I'm not gone yet, I should do something. Be builders of the kingdom. You know? Some people have talked about the new wine. I don't know why I'm here on this, but I'm going to do it anyway, okay? Because that's just where I'm at, and that is the fact that the new wine. Some people say old wine is good enough. Isn't that what the Pharisees said when Jesus came? The old wine was good enough. We don't need this young upstart messing everything up. So what if he heals the sick? So what if he walks on water? So what if he's the Son of God? The old wine's good enough for us. Yeah. 43 years ago, I started to learn. I really was starting. It was preparation to learn. Within a couple months from now, it will officially be 43 years, when I discovered that what I thought was good enough wasn't worth anything. Worth nothing. I don't remember if I hoped or dreamed. I know Vicki and I used to drive around in some areas and look at big fancy houses, and I wanted to get her a big fancy house. We talked about those things, what kind it would be. Never dreamed it would be as fancy as that one. As wonderful as that one, as refreshing as that one. God gives us seasons of refreshing, you know. We've got to be new so we can receive the new. And if the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases and it's new every morning, then we got something new to look forward to. Right? You know? We've got it. We can do it. With God, all things are possible. The little things that he does for us, if we just pay attention. You know? When the first day that I looked at the pontoon upside down, I thought, am I going to have to bring a crane in here to pick it up and set it down? And by the third day, I thought, I can't hurt it. I might as well try it. And it got turned over, and then it got on top of the where it was supposed to be, on top of the trailer instead of underneath the trailer. And I pulled it to where it belongs, and it's there. And it's total, but that doesn't matter. I thought, my goodness, Lord, that is just amazing. Only you could get that done. You know, to God be the glory for the things he has done. Give God glory. Let all of heaven, everything in heaven, shout glory to God. You know? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Great things he has done. Even if we think maybe he hasn't done a great thing for us right now, he's done something great somewhere, right? And so we can just give glory to God. And as we give glory to God, God's glory fills us. It makes a way for us. We know this. And so we should show this. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Remember what you've got. Remember what you've got. When we remember what we got, when we know what we've got, when we anticipate what's coming, when we anticipate the goodness of God, when we anticipate the fact that no matter what comes up, no matter what comes at us, doesn't matter, God's greater. Then it makes perfect sense when Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments. When I was growing up, my dad and my mom were expectant of me obeying all the way. All the way. Roger, take out the garbage. I didn't want to set it down in the middle of the yard. I can do that now because it's my yard and I might get distracted and forget it. and not get it to the garbage, but most of the time I do. But, you know, to what degree do we want to be obeyed? Oh, obeyed, it's such a harsh word. I read or I heard or something, it was a statement that spoke to me this week that said, God's word is not something to adjust. It's not something to adjust. Think about that. It is something to be followed. It is something to be followed. We don't adjust it. We don't fine-tune it. We don't look for another station. It's not a variable. How much do we want it to work for us? Well, it depends on what you're talking about. No, it doesn't depend. How much do you want your prayers to be answered? Partially? When Judy was praying, prophesying, whatever, talking about healing! Healing! Heal me a little bit, Lord. Yeah. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I'd like it to be a little bit better. No, when we want healing, we'd like it all. So then we shouldn't think it probably won't happen. Let not a double-minded person believe that, you know, they'll receive anything from God. All of it. All of it. I want my back hurts. And I would like it to be totally unhurting. And I try a lot of different positions to get it to be not hurting. That hammock was really quite good. But I can't live in the hammock. You know? But, you know, to what degree do we want our requests from God answered? Well, not my will, but thy will be done, God. You know what? If that's the case, you don't have to pray and ask. But there are just some things that we'd like to throw out there, you know. Lord, would you please, well, let's see. The worst thing most recently for my sweetheart was a little bitty thing on her foot that was working toward killing her. So all those other big scars and stuff, they're nothing. Fix that. Fix it all, Lord. Just fix it all. I want it all fixed. Not a little bit. And folks, Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments. Not the ones that are comfortable for you. Not the ones that make you feel good. But in all honesty, his commandments are like common sense. There's not one. I told you, the guy that was talking to me said, well, if we live by the commandments and we live a good moral life, then at the end of life, we should be able to decide which God we want to go with. I said, well, you know what? Why not just believe them all? Didn't I tell you about that guy? I didn't. I missed it. I stepped out of my vehicle at Hall's to get Michael's soda, and a guy just started talking to me. He said, you're a pastor? I said, yeah. And he just started to explain to me that he'd been in the Army, he'd seen a lot of things, and he'd done all this, and he'd done all that, and he'd met a lot of wonderful people of different faiths, and he had all of this stuff, and he just felt that the way it should be with that, if we live a good life, we should be okay. And I let him talk. He was a long time trying to convince himself, I think. I don't know if he had any idea why he talked to me. And I just told him, I said, you know, I could just leave you in this condition. I could just let you, you know, I could just say, well, he'll figure it out. But I can't do that to you. I said, you need to figure out that if we live a good moral life, Jesus taught a good moral life. Jesus said he was the only way, so why would you want to spend all this time trying to justify and explain to me and think that you're going to get me to say, that's pretty good, son. I don't have time to tell you that's pretty good. I'm going to tell you to narrow it back down to Jesus. Let me pray for you. And so I prayed for him, left him in silence, and went and got Michael his sword. But you see, he had some of the good ideas, but the ultimate was a terrible idea. And I don't know if new wine blew him up or blew him into the kingdom. I don't know. But I wasn't going to leave him that way. I don't want to leave somebody with some old rotten wine. If it bursts their skin, come back and I'll do it again. You know? Because the truth needs to be released. If you love me, keep my commandments. Obey them, Jesus said. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. You're all anointed. You all have an anointing from the Holy One. Don't dodge opportunities. Wave them in. To let people know the truth. If somebody is speaking not the truth, tell them the truth. You know, the truth of the matter is people have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. They do. If they think everything's just fine without Jesus, and they're comfortable with that, let's not leave them that way. Jesus didn't leave anybody that way. He just said, hey, you got to have a new skin to put new wine in. You need to put on something different. Like sometimes I get dressed and Vicki says you need to put on something different. You know, she's got better taste than I do. Like, she pays attention to things I don't. A challenge this week also that I had was, it says to look for peace and work at keeping it. That's a paraphrase. Seek peace and pursue it. Yeah. But look for peace and then work at keeping it, you see. Sometimes you got to work at keeping peace. I thought I did good this morning. And Vicki said, what time did you close up the church? I said, well, I almost did, but it was still cool. Honey, we're trying to dry out the church. I was trying to cool off the church. I don't pay that much attention to humidity. It doesn't bother me. She's a barometer. And so what's important to me is different than what's important to her. Guess what should be important to me? What's important to her? So then all the other things that I thought about saying, I remembered to work at keeping peace. Judy says, where to go, Roger? All these years and we're starting to get smart. Thank you, Judy. Judy's always an encourager. picking holes in my plight. It's okay, Judy, I love you.
We're all a work in progress.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure that I know that I am too. Thank you, Judy. I am. I am a work in progress. Different things in the Word become new. Depending on how God speaks them to you. But when He gives something new, it's worth getting a new skin to keep it in. You know? The Word of God is... all of it is not always exciting to me, but I'm smart enough to be willing to be made to be excited. You know? Lord, I'm about to receive, to read Ezekiel. I need help. Lord, I'm about to read Isaiah and his prophecies. Lord, I need help. My first thought, almost always with that, is I'm glad that I don't nod on Isaiah. I'm glad that I could wear sackcloth and ashes, but I don't really want to take off my clothes and walk naked. I just... aren't you glad? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It's amazing the things that you guys grasp. God just speaks into our heart. Amen, Lord. He clothes me in robes of righteousness. Ah, yes. Jesus also said in Revelation, or we read in Revelation, John said, but Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Open the door. Open the door. Open the door to the Lord." A lot of people will open the door to, "Oh yeah, I'd take that," like it was a telegram, "Thank you," and close the door. You know, right? No. No, don't get too comfortable here, Jesus. I got a lot to do. You know, He said, "I'm just waiting on you." Why did this happen, Jesus? He said, "I'm just waiting on you. I'm just waiting on you." All of the things of God, he's just waiting on us. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Paul reminded us to rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. We can rejoice in the Lord when?
Always.
Always. Just like what we said. We can say glory to God because He's done something glorious somewhere. And He's done a lot of glorious things in a lot of places where nobody has said glory to God. So look what we get to fill in. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, all those people that forget to give You glory. Here we go. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, the Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. Stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. The Lord is worthy. He is worthy. His worthiness doesn't depend on His performance for me. His worthiness depends on who He is and what He does. So, if you love me, how much do we want to obey God? The way that we give is how we will receive. You know? Now, God does whatever He wants, whenever He wants. He can do that. And so we've all been blessed when we didn't really have anything built up to receive a blessing for. He just blesses us. He just blesses us because he's standing at the door. Sometimes he's standing at the door. He can see inside. And he blesses us. And sometimes we don't even notice the blessing that he gives. You know? I mean, when we got done worshiping this morning, I had a fresh breeze. I wasn't as cold as Vicky, but I had a... She said she was cold this morning. Not my wife, Vicky. John's Vicky. Remember when we had the dispute about the fan? Not a dispute, a directioning of the fan. It was established. But what I'm saying is I felt the refreshing of the Lord. And people can say, well, I wasn't refreshing of the Lord. It was too. You can't convince me that it wasn't. You didn't have to feel it. But you ought to believe me. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't. You know? Now, some people say, well, I don't feel anything. Do you look for anything? Do you expect anything? Are our thoughts filled with the goodness of God, or are they filled with what we're not experiencing from God? It's like seek peace and work at keeping it. Enter into the joy of the Lord and make the effort to stay there. Why can't just be rejoicing in the Lord all the time? Why not? You can complain all the time. Why can't you rejoice in the Lord all the time? You can see everything wrong that everybody does. Why can't you rejoice in all the goodness that God does? Yesterday, I went out to the dump to unload grass, and there was somebody that was unloading there, and they obviously had one of those trailer loads, you know, how you load and hope everything will just pull out. And it wasn't going to just pull out. And I just pulled over. I said, can I help you? Oh, he said, I'll get it. I got my pitchfork. I said, you got a pitchfork? It'll help in this. He said, I don't know if I'll ever get my mess cleaned up. And so we cleaned that out until the point where I would be in his way with my pitchfork. But, you know, it was like, I'll get it, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, God wants to help us. I'll get it. I'll get it. You know. How much help do you want from the Lord? I want a lot. I want all of his help. And I'm not worried about him not being able to help other people at the same time. We could have had it all. Was that? What's her name saying that? Wasn't it? I sang it so badly you don't recognize it. You know that gal. I don't remember. But nah. Adele, that's it. Yeah. You don't know Adele. Well, anyway, that was a big song. Had the big. We could have had it all. We've got it all.
Amen.
We have got it all. All of the goodness of God. All. You see, there it was. He wasn't expecting too much. He said, "I want to give you it all. So would you please do what I ask?" God wants to give it all. He's got it all. And since we are his, we've got it all. 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 It's crazy to go part way with God. It's crazy to have enough. of God. It's crazy. It's foolishness. I'm not okay. I'm wonderful, but I'm not okay. Everything's great, but I'm not okay. There's more. There is more. See, if we lose that understanding, you know, it's like, I could have just remained in the hammock. I'll cut those other two trees next year. But I couldn't. I bought a special from Amazon that gave me a chainsaw bar and three new chains. I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing like a new chain. And the way that it cuts. It was beautiful. And I cut off this stump out here. And if you look at it, you'll notice it's a real nice cut. You can inspect it if you want to. But just do it with the thought that it's a real nice cut. Straight. Went right through. But the first cut bent my bar. My new bar. I thought it was a little light when I took it out of the package. But it fit the chain, and the chain did a good job. Now, I did the work that was necessary to get that bar pretty straight so that the chain would flow easily on it so I could get it working. That was more effort than I needed to put in. But I thought, what good is a new chain if you don't have a bar that'll fit it? Because it just so happened that the new chain that they said that went with my chainsaw and the bar that they said that went with my chainsaw was not the same bar that was originally on my chainsaw. It was longer, which really was nice for the cutting, but I couldn't put my old sturdy bar on and get that chain to work when it's 2 inches longer. No matter how much they said it was the right one, it wasn't exactly the right one. You see, the Word of God is not something that we are supposed to adjust. We are supposed to follow. So that caused me a little bit of problem, but fortunately I had gotten a bar and three new chains for my other chainsaw too. And with what I learned from the first one, I cut much more safely with the next one. In fact, to be honest with you, I didn't even put the new bar on the other one because it was the right length of chain. I did it right the second time. How about that? We may not always get it right following God the first time. But the idea is not to adjust the Word so that it works for us. It's to adjust us so we work. You know? And appreciate Him. As you can tell, I really appreciated my new chains. Because the first round of things I was cutting, I was gnawing at them. They were so dull, but I got some cuts made. And then I looked forward to my new ones coming in the mail. Notice the nice cut out there if you get a chance. Notice how God's Word works in your life. Notice the good cuts. Notice the ease of operation when you're using the new wine with the new skin. Notice that it is a life. It's a life. It's a life that we can have. It's a life that we can nurture. It's a life that we can depend upon. And Jesus simply said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Just keep the best part. My word is truth and life, Jesus said. So when you have that moment where you go, man, I don't know what's going on, go back to life. Just go to life. You know, there's way, way too much weight put on the idea of knowing what's going on. Forget what's behind. Reach for what's ahead. You know? There's too much of this, if I only knew. I don't care what it is, if you knew, it wouldn't make it better. It wouldn't. You know? What did I do wrong? You already know. Just go ahead and throw it away. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are weak and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Enter into rest. Enter into the joy of the Lord. There is no place in the Bible where Jesus suggests enter into misery, it'll do you good. I plan on you being a miserable for a little bit. I woke up this morning and you were on my miserable list, and so I'm going to make you miserable. So I hope you learn a lesson. I'm going to make you miserable. So if you feel miserable, you just say, well, thank you, God. Thank you for making me miserable. Don't you do that lie. He doesn't make you miserable. He does not make you miserable. Say that. He does not make me miserable.
He does not make me miserable.
There's just no plan for that. He just doesn't do that. If you're miserable, you have taken the wrong pill. You know? You have gone to the medicine cabinet in the dark and just thrown anything in.
The Bible says, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God.
I will yet praise Him. That's right. Good word from Tara right there, everybody. Rejoice in the Lord. When you have time and if you feel like it, you know. I mean, you can't just be going around rejoicing in the Lord. Oh, you're one of those. Yes, I am. I'm one of those. I am one of those. If I'm not rejoicing in the Lord, somebody slap me. Don't lick your lips over that, Vicky. No, really, really. Seek peace and work at keeping it. Don't say, okay, there, I've done it, and boom, you know. That'd be like my old favorite Fiddler on the Roof, where Teddy was going, I'm going to go see the machine. We'll be late. I won't be late. Stepped in the door, looked and said, there, I've seen it. Let's go. That was a new sewing machine, in case you're on pins and needles about what he was going to look at. I keep saying I need to watch that movie again, but I keep replaying it in my head anyway. You know? But the commandments of the Lord are easy. They make sense. They just work. If he just wanted to said obey, you know, that obeying stuff. Well, what's so bad about obey? No. Well, then that means I got to do everything perfect to have God's favor. If you're worried about that, you don't really want God's favor anyway. People spend a lot more time trying to work around faithfulness to God than just entering into it. Yeah. They think He's going to take something away. He doesn't take anything away. He just convinces us to let it go. And almost like one of those shows where somebody's pointing a gun at somebody and they say, you don't want to do this. The Spirit of God sometimes just says, you don't want to do this. You don't want to stay miserable. You don't want to keep complaining. You don't want to keep being angry. You really don't want to. You don't want that. You want peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You want joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. You want to be happy. Jesus came to make us completely happy. You see, these are the things that we want, so we can just enter into them. We can just walk in the door of joy. And wait, the door of peace and love, and then we could have had it all. We have it all. Lord, in you, we have it all. I guess that we just have to decide if we love you or not. Not, oh yes, I love the Lord, but do I love you? Is your word refreshing to me? Am I willing to be refreshed? Do I really want to rejoice? Do I really want to know all the goodness of God? Well, obviously. Then we can do it. We're so grateful to you, Lord. All heaven shouts glory. All heaven does, and we are in the kingdom now. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory. Glory, glory.
Before I forget.
What?
Patty Mills called the other day and said that she's dying.